Welcome to the famous Peacock Room. There are many pieces of art that have made international journeys, but it's pretty rare to have an entire room relocated across an ocean, and that is what this one did. The room started off as a dining space in the London mansion of Frederick Leyland. Leyland had an extensive collection of Chinese porcelain with striking blue and white patterns, and he hired architect Thomas Jekyll to design a room to show off the works. Jekyll incorporated a beautiful painting by the artist James McNeill Whistler and placed it over the mantelpiece. Since Whistler's painting was so central to the room, Leyland asked Whistler to suggest a color scheme for the door and for some of the surrounding woodwork to tie everything together, and that's when the famous blues and golds were first introduced. Everyone involved was pleased. And here's where the story gets interesting. Leyland went out of town. And as anyone knows these days, it's usually a good idea to be around when contractors work on your home, you know, to answer any questions that might come up and generally be available for last-minute decisions. Well, when Leyland returned, he found that Whistler had made some executive decisions without permission. He had written many letters to Leyland about the gorgeous surprise, but he omitted the details. He completely redecorated the room, covering every surface with peacock designs. He also invited members of the press to watch him work. Leyland was not happy. He was also not pleased when Whistler asked for more money, and so he refused to pay the full fee that Whistler requested. Whistler felt slighted, and so he put some special finishing touches on the Peacock Room as a monument to the problematic relationship between art and money. Do you see the two peacocks fighting? One represents Leyland and the other Whistler. You might try to guess which is which. Some years after Leyland died in 1892, the Peacock Room went up for sale as an entire room. Charles Lang Freer, the founder of this museum, purchased it and had it reinstalled in his home in Detroit. Over time, Freer added objects from his own ceramics collection to his Peacock Room. After Freer's death in 1919, the room traveled again. It moved from Detroit to Washington, D.C., and it's been on permanent display since the museum opened in 1923. Fittingly, it is located here between the galleries of Chinese and American art. The Peacock Room has always been a place where East meets West.